Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at theopenhouse.net.au blog site.
Like many of the world's biggest cities, London has its fair share of problems. On any given Friday or Saturday night, drug abuse, alcohol-fueled violence and gang warfare are par for the course. But an amazing initiative run by a bunch of UK Christians is making a real difference on the streets. They call it Street Pastors. Volunteers in bright blue jackets patrolling the city streets right throughout the night. They offer a listening ear, defuse violence, they befriend, talk and pray with some of the city's most troubled youth. In 6 years, the initiative has spread across the UK. It's been endorsed by Scotland Yard, by Prince Charles as well. It's even caused crime levels to drop. It's a fascinating idea. The Reverend Les Isaac is the founder of Street Pastors and he's on the line now. Reverend Isaac, welcome to Open House. Thanks for your time.
Thank you very much.
What did you see 6 years ago that caused you to start this initiative, Street Pastors?
Actually, it was 8 years ago, but what we saw was society where young people were feeling very much polarized, and they were feeling that nobody understood where they were coming from or where they were at. And so what we did was to embark on a scoping exercise, and we traveled around London to some very hot spots, Birmingham and Manchester. And we went on the streets 12 o'clock at night until 2, 3 in the morning just to meet people and to hear them. And it was out of that scope in a consultation we felt that we had to care for people. And that's how the Street Pastors concept was really birthed, on the ethos of caring, listening, and help him.
I know you've been doing it for these 8 years, and it's spread to, 60 towns and cities in the UK, is that right?
Oh, far more than that. We're about in 140 locations, with a further 70 in the pipeline in the United Kingdom.
Wow, and how many volunteers altogether then?
Over 3,500 people, and it's growing by the week.
Yeah, well, certainly, it must be for 8 years' work. It's fantastic. Now, run me through a typical night of what these street pastors do.
Well, we have street pastors and prayer pastors, but what they do, they meet up together about 9:30. Sometimes the police come and tell us, look, we've been very concerned about a particular area with young people. We don't want to go in as the police, so could you guys go and patrol there? Our coordinator is part of the partnership with the police community safety team. So we have certain levels of information about what's going down. Not all, but we have sufficient to help to guide us of where to go. Then the team will pray together. And it's important for me to stress that in the 6 years that the team's been on the street, not one person has ever been hurt.
Wow.
Because we have procedures, policies, but we pray and we ask the Lord to give us wisdom, to guide us, and to help us to be peacemakers on the streets. Each team operates in a group of four people, so they're always in pairs. They work in a team of up to 12 people of a night, and they go out together. And both pairs are never far from each other. They go out for about 2.5 hours, 3 hours on the beat, and then they come back, have tea or coffee, and then report what's going down. At the end of the evening, which could finish, well, the morning, about 4 o'clock or sometimes 5 in the morning, they pray together, they debrief, and they go home. The coordinator would pick up any issues on the streets in terms of signposting people. I just want to emphasize this, that we go out, and I say to Christians all the time, you know, some Christians, when they go in the street, they go with a 4x4 Bible. and we're not there to judge people or to beat people up. We're there with a holistic approach. So as much as we could share our faith because they've asked us, our motive is not to go out because we want to convert people. We go out because we are genuinely concerned about the individual from a holistic perspective. So if the person wants spirituality and know the Lord and go to church, we will signpost them, we will help them, we will pray for them. But if the person is bereaved, if they're in a gang, if they've got problems, we are there to listen to them and asks ourselves the important question, who in the community could help them?
This is Open House Across the Nation. Reverend Les Isaac is the founder of Street Pastors, a really unique initiative in the UK, with teams going out Fridays and Saturday nights right through into the early morning, simply just patrolling the streets and being a presence there and having some pretty amazing results. So, Les, what kind of results have you had? I mean, what kind of things have your teams been able to either diffuse or activate?
Well, now, in certain areas, we're talking about, there's London is one part, but there's certain areas nationally. From giving people flip-flops, where people of young ladies in particular have gone out high stiletto shoes and they've got seriously drunk and are unable to walk. Many of them have done themselves injuries and we've given them flip-flops so that they could walk comfortably home. Hmm. We've helped people and stayed with people while they sober up. We've been able to prevent altercation where people are getting aggressive and they want to fight. We've been able to give people what we call spikies. There are some things that prevent people spiking people's drinks. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we've seen less young ladies going out being vulnerable because someone has spiked their drinks. We've helped young ladies whose drinks have been spiked. So we've been able to stay with them, call the ambulance, and ensure that they're safe. The other extreme of our work, people in gangs have rang us up and said, look, I've got a gun. I don't want to live this lifestyle. Could you come and collect this gun?
Great.
And we've been able to go and collect this gun. Now, not any street pastor could do that. We have a unique protocol with our police. It took us a year to work that through legally, procedurally, with the Home Office and the police. So this thing is done quite professionally. So those are the kind of things that we could deal with, or a troubled estate, problems happening with young people. People phone us up. Could the street pastors come? Now, I want to emphasize, we are not the police. We don't want to be the police, you know, Charlie's Angels, anything like that. Mm. We are the church. Mm. And so what we do when people ring us up, we do the soft stuff, the reassurance, the talking, the listening, mm-hmm. whilst the police do the police's job.
Okay.
So there's no competition. We are complementing.
You must have had some pretty interesting requests over the years as well. I mean, what are some of the more interesting experiences that your team have had when they've been dealing with folks that are intoxicated?
You know, it's interesting because we go out there and people see what we're doing. People have been vomiting. And, you know, one or two street pastors have had people vomit over them. And people see that. And people see that we still care. We still help clean people up. So we walk with water. We walk with tissues. All sorts of things we walk with just to help people. And we've had people emailing us and saying thank you. Three young girls came out for the first time, you know, 17-year-olds came out to go to a party with friends. They were feeling vulnerable. So the street pastors just stood with them and ensured that they got onto their bus. Next week, mom came looking for street pastors to thank them because, you know, the daughter have come home and says, oh, we were scared, but these street pastors, don't know who they are. I think they're religious, but they stood with us and helped us. A senior fireman's son was out on the street, and the son had taken a lot of drugs, and he was really out. They were able to find his father's details, phone dad, phone the ambulance, and they were able to rush that young man to hospital where they were able to treat him. And it was a very serious situation, life or death for that young man. The father was in tears because street pastors, you know, in a meeting where the street pastor was talking to the various statutory body and the local authority, said, I know these people. They saved my family a lot of trauma. So these things do happen because people are out there. And may I just point out something else? The average age of a street pastor so far is about 60 years of age.
60?
86. The
great.
Oldest street pastor is 86 years of age.
Is that right? That's fantastic. That's really, really good. Obviously, it shows that, well, for a start, you're never too old to be doing what is actually God's work. I mean, do you get many people turning around and actually asking you in the end to share about this faith that motivates you to do this?
All the time. You know, I get people saying to me, and they use very colorful language, saying they don't like my religion. But then they say afterwards, but I like what you're doing.
Mm.
And they ask, why'd you do it? And people ask us very openly, could you pray for us? And people tell us that they're lapsed Christian. People tell us of some of their bad experience in going to church. But they come back and they say, do you know, I really like Jesus. Would you pray with us?
Hmm.
A typical example, 5 young men were out one night. And they came up to the street pastors and said, street pastors, we are going to Iraq next week. Could you pray for us? And they were able, there and then, on the street, to pray in the midst of all the business and activities, to pray with them.
Beautiful.
And there's something about our Christian faith when it's earthed in a very practical and relevant way. It made people think about Jesus who went around doing good, loving, caring and listening to people. And I'm excited about that.
Yes, absolutely. Les, there'll be some people listening. They'll be very inspired with what they've heard. There are a few kind of key practical points they could do from this point on to maybe think about doing something similar.
You know, we have inquiries. In fact, we've had inquiries from Australia already. And there are people who are exploring and talking because there are certain criterias. First of all, we say it has to be at least a minimum of 4 different denominations because it's very much an ecumenical thing.
Uh-huh.
I'm so excited when Christians could come together. I'm not saying to throw your theology out the window, but I'm saying put your theology aside and recognize that God is building his church. Secondly, we do have a process and a license agreement because for us, structure, process, accountability are very important. And so we say to people, if you want to be part of this, because it is a patent initiative, so people can't just pick up street parcels and do it like that,
mm-hmm.
We were able to help them and to visit our website. We would send them details, and you know we have people who are willing to come and talk with them and help them to make this thing happen.
Yeah.
I was speaking to a pastor who rang me the other day and said, we did something similar to you guys, but not as structured as you guys. And while some of our guys were on the streets doing some things, the police came and arrested everyone. And 2 of those Christian guys were in jail for 30 days because there was no process, there was no procedure, there was no protocol.
Sure.
And we're saying to the church, if we're going to do something, let there be proper structure, accountability, process, and procedure. And just to say that we have a conference here in England from the 12th to the 14th of November, and we have the Mayor of London, we have Chief of Police, and various people speaking at. It's a practitioner's conference. We have a professor of criminologists looking at global criminality and gangs. And, you know, people could come and join us for those couple of days and get to know us and get to know what's going down.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if you have a few visitors from Australia. Good to talk to you, Les. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, Reverend Les Isaac, they're founder of Street Pastors in the UK. Pretty amazing idea, isn't it? Teams of people going out on Friday and Saturday nights, they are pastors to people who are drunk and getting themselves into all sorts of strife, and yet look at the effects, look at what's happening as a result of those guys simply being there. The website, streetpastors.co.uk. If you'd like to find out more, streetpastors.co.uk.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology. To hear more from Open House, visit theopenhouse.net.au.